I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Lynn Murrow. As always, we are working on your financial freedom. Today, Lifestyles Unlimited single family mentor Sorrell Warren is my guest, and we're going to spend the next hour with you sharing some things we've seen real estate investors do that cost them time and money. And the fact is, time is money. Your time is the most valuable resource you have. It cannot be replaced once it's gone. And it's really important that you learn the most common things that people are doing out there that cost them time and money unnecessarily. So I want to give you an opportunity, though. Now is the best time during the show to call in and ask your question. So you can ask questions about single family or apartment community real estate investments. Anything you want to talk about, we're here to help you out. Lifestyles Unlimited is a nearly 30-year-old real estate education and mentoring company. We can help you out. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind, whether you're just getting into the business or you've been into the business a while and you want to know how to get even better returns from your real estate. You can call us at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. We have 38,000 members across the United States and several other countries who are part of a very active community of like-minded real estate investors. It's a mind trust. And that's grown up around our education and mentoring program. I've been a member for 10 years, and I've been on the team for 8 years as a mentor, a radio host, and the executive vice president of the company. And I have both single family and multifamily apartment community investments. My guest, Sorrell Warren, is also an active investor. He's a single family mentor. And Sorrell, will you tell us a little bit about you and your story?
Good morning, Lynn. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much. Yes, I have been a member for 5 years. I joined in 2013. I spent 30-plus years working in sales. And like a lot of salespeople, I have the ups and downs of the roller coaster sales life of making good money some years and not a lot of money some years, and had some really great years and a couple of really horrible years also. So during that time, I didn't save well enough for retirement. And I tried to catch up when I was in my early 50s and kept running into some roadblocks. And I actually, at 53 years old, I kind of designed a plan that I was going to work until I was 70 years old and save money and have a very nice retirement at that point. But that would be at 70 years old. And each year I realized first thing was I couldn't invest in a Roth IRA because I made too much money, kind of a very oxymoron kind of a statement from the government, I guess. And then I was considered a highly compensated employee, and my contributions were limited, even though didn't have a lot saved, and I was trying to catch up. So things like that kept happening. And I heard the Lifestyles radio show one day, and I heard all the benefits, the 5 ways you make money in real estate, and how the tax deferment and those kinds of things. So I was very intrigued, and I went to a free workshop the same week I heard the radio program, joined as a challenge member, and started buying houses. And 2 years later, I became a preferred member and invested in multifamily. And the 17-year goal I had, in 3.5 years, I was able to meet my income requirements, and I was able to retire from my corporate job and be a real estate investor.
You know, so it just that short little summary there of the journey that you've been on, that was jam-packed full of information. So the first thing you experienced was what the majority of people our age are experiencing right now. And for those of you that are younger, boy, it's in your future if you don't do something to prevent it. And that's that concept of the 401k, the IRA, being able to invest in those vehicles through the stock market, and this idea that you can make up time with that. And you're right, there are significant restrictions on how much money you can put in, and high income earners would maybe often choose to put in a lot more than they're allowed to each year because you're deferring the taxes, and the government really doesn't want you to do that. They would like to have that tax money now. Right. And so they restrict how much you can put in there. And for those of you, you know, Sorrell and I are in our 50s, and you know, for those of you that are younger, you're still being pitched on the same broken retirement vehicle that that we experienced and lost money through the cycles of the up and down market. And if you come into your 50s not prepared for retirement, you have to do something else. And so you might as well get started early if you're younger. If you're like Sorrell and I, then there's no better time than today, right, Sorrell, in order to get started. You talked about coming to a free workshop. And if you would like to do that, if you already know that you'd like to just come and find out who we are, right? No commitment whatsoever. We're just going to tell you who we are and what we do, because we have a very specific investment model and a belief system about life and investing and real estate investing and preparing for retirement and how to create wealth and passive income. So come find out what it is. See if it matches, if it rings true for you. It did for Sorrell and I. And you can register for the free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. And go there and you can look around on our website. You can look at radio podcasts, and you can also sign up for our free workshop. And you mentioned that you went to the free workshop, then you went to the two-day seminar. That was in the middle there, probably. And in our two-day seminar, it is, I think, the best deal in real estate investing, where we spend 16 hours telling you exactly how we do what we do. We have nearly 30 years of experience with 38,000 members teaching them how to invest in real estate. And then you chose to have some additional education and mentoring with our challenge program. And before we went further with your story, Sorrell, I wanted to explain what that program is. The challenge program is available for people who want more education and mentoring. When you come out of the Financial Freedom Seminar, the two-day seminar, you have at least a one-year membership, sometimes a two-year membership at Lifestyles. You can go back to that seminar monthly if you like. You can watch it online. You can go live across the country, but absolutely in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin. And you can attend it as many times as you want, which is an unusual thing. There's no additional cost for doing that, because we know that people don't retain all that information and they need to go multiple times to build on what they learned last time and learn more and more. But typically when you come out of that first weekend, you know more than most real estate investors do. And you can go out and buy a single family rental or a small multifamily property, 5-10 units, and you can do what we teach coming out of that. But if you want more help locating properties, if you want more help with the hands-on mentoring that we do, stepping you through the process, then the challenge program is our single family program. And of course, that's your baby, Sorrell, right? In Houston, you are one of three mentors there. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your story and what retirement has been like for you, and why you're mentoring when you could just be sitting on a beach or on a boat somewhere like you did recently. And then tell us a little bit about, you know, your experience with mentoring.
Yes, Lynn. I worked in the travel business for the last 13 years. So I love to travel. I love to see the world and see all kinds of, you know, exotic destinations and all kinds of people and culture. So I love that. That's just a huge part of my life. And that's what I was doing in my last job. And then when I retired, I was retired for about a year before I came to Lifestyle. And I traveled a lot. And but the way I was able to retire was through the mentoring. I knew nothing about real estate investing. The people who walked me through helped me get to where I was able to retire during that 3.5 year period. So when the opportunity came up, I was happy to come back and give back to, now I'm in a position to help other people do the same thing. But, you know, Dell's motto is, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And I've enjoyed being able to continue to live the lifestyle. And what you just mentioned, what I recently did, I'm in the position now that I can mentor. I do a lot of my mentoring and helping other people by phone and by email. And I can do that from anywhere. And I recently took a trip to Greece and with 9 close friends, and we chartered a sailboat, and we spent a week traveling around some of the smaller Greek islands. But I was able to respond to voicemails and emails and even take live calls and assist members while I was sitting on a sailboat or sitting on an island in Greece. So that's kind of the combining both worlds. I could help people get to their financial freedom goals, and I get to continue to live the lifestyle while I'm doing that.
You know, and that's the interesting thing about people think about retirement, and everybody's got a different picture in their head. But most people that I talk to view retirement as not working. And if you talk to people who have retired, oftentimes they'll tell you about, seems like 2-3 months, it's not very long after retiring, they're bored and they don't know what to do with themselves. And you might hear them say that their spouse can't wait for them to find a hobby that takes them out of the house, right? A little too much time together or whatever. And then other people who love spending their time together, but they want to have a purpose. And what you and I both have been able to do is have that wonderful blend where I ask people all the time, am I working or playing? Right here in front of you, am I working or playing? Do you know? Because I don't. And it's a wonderful way to live life. Sorrell, it's time for a short break. You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm your host, Lynn Moreau, with my guest, active real estate investor and Lifestyles Unlimited single family mentor, Sorrell Warren. If you have a question for us, you can get on the line right now during the break by calling us at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't just teach our members how to retire in 5 years or less by investing in real estate. We provide access to the tools they need to make it happen. Now you can use them too. Attend the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, to learn the property evaluation techniques and tools you need to identify the very best deals. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up today. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Lynn Moreau, with my guest, active real estate investor and Lifestyles Unlimited single family mentor, Sorrell Warren. And today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom by going through some of the things we see real estate investors do that cost them both time and money. And Sorrell, you're out there every day working with real estate investors. So can you share with us some of maybe your top 3 or 4 things that you see real estate investors do that if they would follow a more effective map, they would have more time and make more money?
Absolutely, Lynn. And the first thing is not what they should do. The first thing is just to do something, to take action. When members join at this level and they get an initial consultation with one of the mentors, and they come in and we lay out a map for them. This is where you are today. This is the capital you have to get started. These are your goals. And we lay out a map to get them from point A to point B, to get them from where they are today in their current work situation to get to that financial freedom goal, whatever that goal is. And they set that dollar amount, that monthly income amount. And whether that is to replace their income and to stop working, to add additional income, whatever the goal is, and we will lay out a map to get them from point A to point B. And the biggest problem I see is a lot of the members don't take action. They have the goals, they have the resources, and they have the map in front of them, but they do nothing. And they're just stagnant. And I bump into people who I've met with months ago, and they haven't done a single thing. Some people come in that I haven't met with previously, but they joined a year ago, 2 years ago, and they've never done anything. And so the first thing is just to take action. And that's what I wanted to stress on the members is to, you know, follow that map.
And that's for any real estate investor out there. You know, there you can consume a tremendous amount of real estate education, whether you are trolling the internet and picking up everything that's offered out there from us and other folks, or whether you are going to activities in your area, meeting with other investors, attending short little classes, or you're, you know, paying for a very organized education program. You gather all this information, but knowledge is not power. It is knowledge plus action that is power. That knowledge in your head doesn't do anything for you unless you put it into action. And we do hear when people delay like this, something will kick them into action. And we even have what we call a Dellism. Our founder, Del Walmsley, has a wonderful storytelling approach to teaching other people what he has been successful doing. And it's what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And people get distracted. And when you get distracted, you'll be amazed at how much time could go by without taking action on something that was incredibly important to your future. And people often, right, Sorrell, you probably hear this all the time too, is I wish I had done this sooner.
Absolutely.
And so
you mentioned Dellisms, and one of my favorite, I'm sorry, you were saying?
No, go ahead. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yeah. One of my favorite Dellisms is in the 2-day training, he says to the entire class, go to the back of the book and write down, I did not do what Dell said to do. And so when something is not working, it's because the members are not following the model. I was kind of fortunate enough and I guess stupid enough that I didn't know anything about real estate. And so I did exactly what I was told to do, and it worked extremely well for me. But everything we're talking about today really comes down to I did not do what Dell said to do. And one of the primary things that people do that cost them time and money is not following the map. I mentioned some people don't do anything, but some people do come in and we sit down, we go over the details, we set the map, we ask them what their criteria is, what they're looking for in terms of cash flow, cash on cash returns, equity capture, you know, the major thing that's going to propel them forward. And we lay it all out, and then I talk to them a month later or 2 months later, and they've done something completely different. And we have one of the benefits of this membership also is we have road trips once a month where we take members out to properties, kind of a combination of educational. So we go to a home that's owned by a member in some stage of rehab, and we go over all the details of how the member found the property, you know, did all the due diligence, checked all the contractor bids, and then got the rehab process started. And then we go to a house that's for sale, and then realtors are there, and they present other houses that are for sale. And so we had a road trip just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I'm talking to a couple of members who are not following the map.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're up against a break, Sorrell, but let's talk about that when we get back. Is what is it in our human nature that makes us do things different than what we know we should be doing? You're not going to want to miss this next segment. We're up against the break here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, but we will be right back. I'm your host, Lynn Murrow, with my guest, Sorrell Warren. You can get on the line.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Lynn Murrow, and with me today is Sorrell Warren, active real estate investor and Lifestyles Unlimited single family mentor. Today, we're sharing some of the things we see real estate investors do that cost them time and money. We want to share those with you so that you can look at your behavior, either as an experienced real estate investor or someone trying to get into the business, and determine if this is you. And if so, how do you correct those things? If you'd like to ask a question, give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Sorrell, before the break, you were telling a story about a real estate investor and a member of Lifestyles Unlimited who attended a road trip where we visit properties, we walk through them together to help our members learn what to look for in the property, what should be done, and then to create a scope of work that will result in the best product at the best price in that submarket. Because the result of doing that, if you have the best product in the market, and that doesn't mean that you put all the bells and whistles in every property. You look at the submarket and you do your rehab level up to that submarket and add one thing that makes your property the best one there. And a big part of this is fixing everything that's broken or likely to break in the next 5 years. And then you offer it at market price. And by definition, your property should be the next one rented in that submarket. So this is what we're trying to achieve there. This member had been, he had his roadmap. He knew exactly what he was looking for. He had been offered properties and for some reason didn't take action. And then here he is on a road trip. And I think you said that there was four properties offered. And what did that member do?
Well, this particular member started the road trip, but then didn't complete it, didn't go to the second house, didn't go to lunch where the properties are actually drawn and we pull members' names in order of a preference to be able to be first in line, tagged to see the properties. And so he didn't make any offers. I'm sorry, not make an offer. He didn't put his name in the hat to even be tagged to be able to look at properties. So here's properties that meet the criteria that he's been looking for, but then he wasn't around to be able to be tagged to be able to be able to go look at those properties to be able to be in position to make an offer on the property.
So as a mentor,
kind of a classic case of what I've seen.
Right. As a mentor, you see this from time to time, and I think that
yes.
This is one of the biggest things we do as mentors is to help people over this initial hump that happens. And that's why you're bringing it up today, you know, is that this is something where if you're on your own and you're struggling with this, getting some mentoring really helps. So as a mentor, what are the reasons that you see when you get down the line with these people and you look back, what causes this?
I'm still trying to figure that out to some degree. A lot of it is fear, and people just are afraid to take action, afraid to push the button, afraid to get started in some cases. And Dale talks a lot about that in the two-day training about the type A and type B personalities. And a lot of it can come right down to that. The type B type people, the ones who are more reserved, more calculating, want to do a lot of research before they pull the trigger, will sometimes just not take action. And the other side of that, the type A, the aggressive, jump off the cliff and then wonder how high this kind of people. And we had a kind of a combination of those yesterday at the same road trip. Not only the example we just discussed, we had another member who had set the criteria and wanted a minimum 15% cash on cash return. But wanted me to look at a property that he was in, that he was in it and he was doing the rehab, but the property only had a 12% cash on cash. and now a hiccup to come along with the rehab, and it's going to drop that cash-on-cash return even lower because the cash flow is going to drop. So here's a
right.
member who bought a property up front with the cash-on-cash return and didn't meet the initial requirements.
And that happens from time to time as well with people when they lose sight of the end goal and what they're trying to achieve. And it's funny, though, we sit here and say, okay, you know, he required a 15% return, and you know, then it dropped to 12, then he had another hiccup, and it might drop to 10, right? You still have double digit returns in this market, which is an amazing return. And it's funny how we look at it, because we have a model that allows us to generate exactly what we're looking for if you follow the map. And that's the key to the whole thing, is that once you figure out what you need to be doing, then it's the process of simply stepping through, right? You've got a map, you know where you want to go, you put it in your GPS. And what we're talking about is those few people out there who won't follow their GPS. The GPS says turn right, and they decide they're going to turn left instead and expect to get to the same destination. It's time for another short break. We'll return in just a few minutes with more on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you'd like to get on the line, give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
So glad you're here with us on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Lynn Murrow, and we're talking today about the things we see real estate investors do that cost them time and money. My guest today is Sorrell Warren. He's an active real estate investor and a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. And Sorrell, let's just keep rolling with some of the other things that you've seen people do when they're investing in real estate that is costing them time and money. And these are things that, as mentors, we intervene in order to turn these things, catch them early and turn them around if we can. You know, if they're staying with us and moving through the process as they should, you know, we ask them to call us every step of the way and, you know, communicate with us and tell us what they're doing. And when they do that, we can catch these things up front as they start to do them. But tell us some more things that you observe that people tend to do that, you know, that really prevents them from maximizing the cash flow if we don't catch it.
Right. Well, one of the key things that kind of goes wrong at the beginning is they leave a meeting with me and with one of the other mentors with an action plan and some next steps. And one of the first things on there, the primary thing, is to put your team together. And it starts with comparing lenders and get the lender that works best for that particular person and their current financial position. But then the key thing is also getting contractors, because, you know, the houses that we're going to buy, the most of the time they're going to need rehab. Those are going to be the best deals, and they need a general contractor that's going to get that house rehabbed for them. And we tell them to compare contractors. But the only way you can compare the contractors is to get a scope of work. You mentioned earlier, Lynn, that they should look at the houses in the neighborhood, the comps, the comparable sales, the comparable rentals, and you want your house to be just a little better than the competition. Best product, best price. But you have to have a scope of work. I have a lot of members that they'll come to me and they'll have bids that are varying wildly from $14,000 to $18,000 to $22,000. And there's no way to compare that. And that probably happened because they didn't start with the scope of work. They just tell them, each contractor walks in and they say, fix this house. And they get bids that are not on the same scope of work. So they need to get
so that sounds like a really basic process. Yeah, and I'm sure that there's people out there, Sorrell, who are going, well, of course you've got to do that, right? But when you're in the middle of all of this and it's a quick moving deal, it's easy to forget the steps. And that's why for our members, we've put together the single family timeline checklist, which is a checklist in the order in which you do things. And it's everything you need to do in a single family deal in order to make sure you're not skipping any part of the process. And part of this, as you said, right, is putting together your team before you even start looking at deals. And then making sure you get those competitive bids, that you create your scope of work, that you go out to everybody and have them quote on the same scope of work. And what's the next thing you see after that? Once we get that corrected and we get them on track there, what's the next most common thing that you see?
Is not fixing everything up front. And, you know, we tell them as you're evaluating a property, as you're evaluating a property, determine if you even want to purchase it. You know, you get an inspection done, and everything that's a safety issue, have that, of course, fixed. Anything that's even aesthetic that's going to, you know, deter someone from wanting to rent your house, get that done. So you're not going to get necessarily fix everything on a 20-page inspection report, but you must fix the safety requirements. You must fix the important things. But you give that to your contractors as part of the bid process, and you go with the estimates to calculate what needs to be done. But you also want to take it a step further and fix everything that may not be a problem today, but it's going to be a potential problem during the time that you own the house. And Lynn, you and I were speaking, I've replaced a roof that was not leaking, but it had very limited life left in it. I replaced an AC that was working. It was cooling perfectly at the time, but the inspector said that it probably only had a year or two left in the life cycle. So I put that into my contractor bid, and the number still works. I was able to buy the property and put a new AC into it, and the number still works.
And so it's all about figuring that out on the front end. And there are people out there listening who are going, wow, no, that's not how you make money in real estate. You know, this is a lipstick on a pig business. And to replace a roof that's not leaking, to replace an HVAC system that's still cooling, that's crazy. And folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to tell you why it's not crazy and why we make more money than investors with that philosophy do. Because we're looking for passive income. We don't want to be getting calls on these properties every day. So we're going to talk more about that and how you can make real estate investing a great experience for you and your family. Find out how. Stay right here through this last break, and we'll be back to wrap up today's show and our conversation on the things we see real estate investors do that cost them time and money. We'll be right back.
Talk 1370.
We're back with the last segment of today's Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Lynn Moreau, and today we've been working on your financial freedom with a conversation about the things we see real estate investors do that cost them unnecessary time and money. My guest today is Sorrell Warren, a experienced real estate investor, active in the market as we speak, and he is also a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. We've been talking, Sorrell, about some of the things that we see people do, and can you kind of wrap up this concept for us here in our last segment, help people understand the importance of determining your roadmap and sticking to it?
Yes, Lynn. As we were leaving, we were talking about people not fixing everything up front and why some people, like you said, like to slap lipstick on the pig. And when you do everything right up front, you figure the cost in, then you're going to eliminate problems down the road. You eliminate maintenance issues or minimize. You can't eliminate everything, but you minimize maintenance issues when you fix everything up front. When you go into a property where everything is in proper working condition, it has 5 to 7 years of life cycle left in every single system, AC, roof, hot water heaters, water heaters, everything has a 5 to 7 year life cycle in it, at least, then you minimize maintenance costs. And it's much more financially advantageous to a member to get those costs in up front. And then all the numbers work, the cash flow works, the cash return works, rather than having to spend $5,000 for a roof or $4,000 for an AC a year or two after you purchase the property. And that's why we don't want people to take that shortcut and buy the property and not fix everything up front.
Because otherwise, you're right into that cycle that everybody's heard, right? Real estate's tenants, taxes, and toilets. And, you know, you start with those maintenance calls. Then your tenants get upset because they feel like you're a slumlord. It's, you know that this isn't working. You know that we've had all this HVAC problems, either heating or cooling, and yet it doesn't get fixed, and it's maintenance call after maintenance call after maintenance call. You're having to interrupt your life to deal with that. Then your tenants get so upset they leave, and you've got to release the property. So one of the things that we do as a mentor is help to hold people on track. You started the show by talking about sitting down with real estate investors and helping them create a map that gets them from where they are right now, because we can't start anywhere else, right? We've got to start from where we are to where they want to go. And then holding them onto that path just like a GPS, right? Just turn right, turn left,
right.
Go straight, merge onto the highway and get to your destination, which is creating wealth and passive income. And what you're talking about is the difference between active income, where real estate investors are running around, they're going to houses, they're working on them themselves, they're constantly taking calls, they're constantly looking for tenants, they're constantly having issues. And the real estate investors like us, who, you know, sitting on a boat with nine of your closest friends in Greece.
Yeah.
And, you know, we may take a couple calls a year, usually over simple things that we can tell them how to fix on the phone. And it's the difference between honing a model and making sure that all the numbers are there up front so you can see it. And if the deal doesn't work, Sorrell, what do they need to do?
Well, they need to, like you said, stay in touch with us each step of the way. And then before they make a decision that's going to be costly, we can steer them in a different direction. And the members,
if they do all those numbers,
all of it.
Yeah. And we do all those numbers and they don't work.
Yeah.
You have to have the discipline to not buy the property.
Right. But when it does work and the members that do it correctly, like yesterday, one of the members that hosted the road trip, she joined in November of last year. And she's on her fourth house and she has plans to retire next year. She has plans to replace her income and be able to be in the position to retire in probably just about 2 year time period. And she is following the map.
And that's really fun to see, is she's gotten over her fear that the member that we mentioned earlier in the show, who's struggling with making that first choice and buying that first property. It's so fun when we can get our members over that hump. They get the first one, they get through it. And then they get the second one, they're still a little nervous, and then they can't buy them fast enough, right? I mean, they're so excited, they've got a process down. Now they've got a team that they're used to working with, all of their contractors, their lenders, their insurance agents, and then it's a beautiful thing to watch them work the system, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So we're coming to the end of our show today. Sorrell, thank you so much for joining me. It's wonderful to have an active investor as well as a mentor on the show to share your experiences. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lana. Glad to be here today.
So we're glad that you joined us today. We're winding down our show. We hope that today has been insightful for you. It's really important to set your map and then to stay on your map to get to your destination. Don't let a good life get in the way of a great life, because you have to keep going until you're fully into retirement, because that's what it's all about. My name is Lynn Murrow. Thank you for spending some time with me and Sorrell today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Look forward to seeing you again soon right here. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.